Fred Film Radio.
Joining me at this time is Volkan Uje, director of All In, a new documentary screening at CPH Docs. Volkan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. We're going to be talking about All In, your new documentary, your feature documentary. Just to kind of introduce it a little bit for our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, and we'll get into it a bit more as we go on, but this is just a short introduction. The documentary takes place in an all-exclusive hotel on the Turkish Riviera, and it looks at the experience of two young men working there from the start of the summer season to the end. We'll get into that in a bit more as we go on, but what was the starting point for you, and why did you decide to explore this particular setting and this particular story?
It was something that's already a long time in my head. You know, I have Turkish roots, but I'm born and raised in Belgium. And every summer we went to Turkey with my parents and my sister by car. And once we were in Turkey, we had to visit everybody. So all my uncles and aunts and cousins and everyone. So I have this cousin. We have the same age. And every summer he was asking me the same questions. He was like totally impressed by the fact that I lived in Europe. And he was asking me every summer very weird questions about the houses, about the cars, the people, the streets, the televisions, everything. And this cousin, when he was in his 20s, he started to work in an all-inclusive resort. And the next time I saw him, he was totally changed. He didn't ask me any question about Europe. He lost all his interests. And he was actually becoming pretty cynical. So I found the evolution pretty funny. And I asked myself, what happened in the all-inclusive resort with my cousin? Why did he lose all his interest, and why and how did he become so cynical? Because that's also something people don't realize, the cliche image people have about young boys and men working in an all-inclusive resort is that they look very much up to the Western tourists and that they all want to move to Europe. So I found that very interesting, and I wanted to go inside an all-inclusive resort and I wanted to see who worked there. How do they change? Why do they start to work? What are their goals? And do they change inside the hotel, and how?
But just out of curiosity, when you were going on these trips, did you also have similar thoughts but about Turkey when you were going there? Were you also fascinated by Turkey in a similar way to what your cousin would have been like with Europe?
No, not really, because I always... You know, I grew up with Turkish television, Turkish films, and I know Turkey pretty well. So it's not, I think I have two references in my life. It's the Belgian one and it's the Turkish one. So for me, I don't think Turkey has or had a lot of secrets.
Okay, so getting back to the film, as I mentioned in the short introduction, you primarily follow two main protagonists. How did you find them? What was it that captivated you about them specifically?
Well, just to start with, it was for me a very nerve-wracking period, to be honest. Because normally when you make a documentary, you first find your characters and then you go on a journey together with them. But since I wanted to make a film inside an all-inclusive resort, and since I was sure I wanted to film everywhere, I wanted to be able to film inside the kitchen, inside the lodging house, and everywhere, I knew it was not possible to go to a village and look for people, interesting characters, who wanted to work in inside an all-inclusive resort. It was very important to be sure to be able to film inside the resort. So I first had to find this all-inclusive resort where I would get a carte blanche to film everywhere and everything I wanted. And that was not an easy journey. I think I visited like 30 or 40 all-inclusive resorts, and they didn't understand what I wanted to do. And if they understood what I wanted to do, they absolutely didn't agree. So after a long search, I was able to find a very nice hotel, all-inclusive resort, and an owner who gave me full permission to film everywhere I wanted to film. So the next step was to be inside the hotel, waiting for all the people to arrive to start to work inside the resort. So they told me they would hire 350 people, and more than half of them would probably be young boys who would arrive there and who would want to work there as a first job. So I went with my crew to the hotel, and we waited for the characters to arrive, for the potential characters to arrive. And we've been filming for 10, 12 days. Lots of guys, especially boys, who entered the hotel and to start, who wanted to work there. And out of these boys, I was pretty sure when I met my two characters that they would be my main characters of the film. So, it was like love at first sight. It was magic. When I saw them, I knew they had to be my characters. And I'm really happy that I chose them and that they were willing to let me be a part of their journey.
They were willing to let you film them.
Yes, yes, yes. They both had something very pure and naive about them. And, Ismail, when he started to work there, he was only 17 years old. In the documentary, they say 18, but actually he was 17 years old. That's something typical Turkish. When you're like 17 years and 2 days old, then they say you are 18. So he was so young, and he was like a child for me, and he was really shy and sweet, and I immediately liked him, and I was pretty sure he was someone who would progress a lot, and he seemed really honest and humble and a nice person to be around. And I also got to know his brother and nephew, who were already working in the hotel, and I knew them actually longer than I knew Ismail, because they were already working when Ismail arrived. So, the brother and nephew of Ismail also helped me to be convinced that Ismail would be my first character. And the second one, Hakan, he attracted my attention a lot because he was so different than the stereotype we have about boys willing to work in an all-inclusive resort. I was very much impressed from the first moment we met and started to talk. It was like, I don't know, the third or fourth sentence he was saying to me was about Dostoevsky and about Kieslowski films, The Colors. So it was pretty much clear that he was very special, and he was really intelligent, and that was the reason why I wanted to film Hakan.
What about the tourists who were there at the resort? How did they react to your cameras being around?
I was afraid that they would all the time wave to the cameras or disturb, but they totally didn't. They didn't care about us, to be honest. They just let us do, and they were pretty much open for it. So we were like, after few days, we became like a part of the hotel, I think. They didn't pay attention anymore to us. So when I got back with the Russians, I was really relieved that there were almost no tourists waving at the camera or trying to draw attention. They just acted like we didn't exist, and that was a very nice surprise for me and for my DOP to be able to film without losing footage, because they are too much aware of the camera and paying attention to the camera. So it went much easier than I thought it would be.
Despite the specific location, do you find that there is also a universality to All In?
Yeah, for me, there definitely is. But the point is, the viewer should be able to watch a documentary, this documentary, to watch All In and enjoy the film and watch it as a tragicomic story of two boys discovering the all-in resort. But of course, there are some layers behind it. For me, on a second level, The all-inclusive resort is like a microcosm for the modern world. A modern world that's ruled by consumerism and individualism. And so that's the next layer. So how would outsiders, people who are totally not related to our consumeristic and individual world, how would they look at the world when they would first discover it? So from their point of view, I want to take a look at ourselves, actually. And I think that's the main point of the documentary. So the point of view is very special here. The point of view is outsiders who have nothing to do with the consumeristic world, who take a look at the world and who look at the world as anthropologists, and who evaluate what they see and who try to give a meaning to what they see. And that's also what adds comedy to this documentary, I think.
Yeah, and actually that's related to something that I was curious to ask you about, because I was reading about you a little bit and I saw that you have a master's degree in political and social sciences. So do you feel that that helps you or impacts your approach to filmmaking?
Definitely. Yeah, I think that has a big impact on how I look at things and what I make. For me, it's a matter of like, I think I'm more about the issues I have with society, with world on a political or sociological level. That's my starting point and my issues with some aspects of the world and life. And after that, I make films about it. So making a film is my way. Making this documentary is actually my way to address the issues I have with the world, with life, with mankind. And the issues I have, they come actually from my background, I think. And the fact that I have this master's degree of political and social sciences says a lot about where my interests in life go to.
Do you think that a film is a political statement or can be a political statement?
Of course it can be, but I didn't want to make this film so political. I wanted to make it like more allegorical and like creating a microcosm, because I think it's much easier to open people's eyes by keeping it really light and not forcing them to think about something. And that's something I was like, during the editing phase, I was really cautious about it. I didn't want to point with my finger or force people to think some stuff. I just wanted to make them laugh, enjoy, with the hope they would look further and think further. But I think I have too much respect for the viewer to force them into something. I also don't like to watch films that try to give answers. If you respect the viewer, then you help them, then you ask questions together instead of acting like you know the answer and force them to accept your answer.
But I guess from what you're saying is you do believe that film or cinema has that power to pose the questions.
Of course, I hope that. Of course, I hope it, definitely. And I think film is one of the mediums to reach change. Especially documentary. There's this there's this very positive evolution in documentary world, in the film world in general. I think it's like the colonial gaze that we're finally getting rid of. I think that's a very positive evolution, and All In is also about that, you know. I wasn't aware of that, but that's something people made me aware of during pitching for All In would be the first documentary that's about tourism that's exclusively from the point of view of the staff. Most of the documentaries about tourism would be from the point, like from a point of view of the tourists, or from a micro perspective. But I am told, I don't know if it's true, I've been looking for other documentaries that were also told exclusively from the point of view of the staff, but I couldn't find any. So I think that's something that's really valuable.
Yeah, I can't think of any either. That's another reason for, and I'm telling this to our listeners, to really check out All In, which I really enjoyed. And I was very happy to talk with you about it, Volkan. So thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.